Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover how you can take charge of the all-new Corsa E on opel.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We've heard a lot recently about the importance of having something to look forward to, and for many people that something had been the prospect of travel in 2021, but all the news in recent days leaves us wondering just what is going to be possible. Will it be another year of staycations? Will there be any opportunity for foreign travel? Joining me now to talk us through what we can reasonably and responsibly plan for 2021 are Fionn Davenport, our regular travel expert and recently appointed editor of the Irish Travel Trade Network, and chair of the Irish Self-Catering Federation. Jacinta Doolan is with us as well. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Jacinta, I'm going to start with you because I'm really interested to know what kind of demand you're seeing at the moment. Are people booking staycations at this point in January?
Yes, Claire. Well, they are for July and August. July and August is proving to be extremely robust. The bookings are coming in hot and fast. A lot of those would have been people who deferred from last year, would you believe? So they would have made up some of the bookings. But genuinely, I think last year, as you may remember, self-catering did quite well, only for 6 weeks that we were open. But people felt that the self-catering product was a good option in the sense, you know, the very nature of the accommodation is self-contained. People had adhered to all the guidelines. We'd work very hard with Fáilte Ireland on getting those rolled out. So in actual fact, it's actually very busy for July and August in terms of bookings, mainly from domestic.
It's interesting, isn't it, the way people have clearly, from what you've said, have decided that Easter is probably not an option for travel, even domestically, and they're looking at the summer.
They're looking at the summer, Claire. Even April and May at this stage isn't booking. But people who are thinking, we're just going to go, the houses, intergenerational holidays, you know, the granny and granddad going, they're all planning this. And also, we never thought we'd say this. We have the example of last year where people are being agile and flexible. Owners are in the way they're dealing with their customers. And I think most customers know, look, we're not going to be left standing with huge bills and all of that, you know, we're not going to be asked for payment. We can defer. There's very flexible cancellation terms. So it is, as you said at the outset, everybody is looking forward and it's the only thing you can do. And, you know, there are also international bookings in there which were deferred from last year. But now, as you say, even this morning, you know, more news about the EU and travel and all of that. God knows where we're going to be. So, crystal ball required, and I don't even know if that would work.
And Fionn, to come to you on that, on the international aspect, I think most people have resigned themselves to the fact that it's probably not going to be an option in the first three quarters, certainly of this year.
No, absolutely not. I think you're right. I was listening to Tourism Ireland boss Niall Gibbons talking over the weekend, and I mean, he has strong sense that Q3, so the end of the summer, is going to show us, and I'm quoting him, a strong rebound, which obviously puts the summer in peril in terms of international travel. And I think that realistically speaking, I think most of us understand that, like, until there is widespread vaccinations in the community, so we're talking 60-70%, and I don't mean just in Ireland, I mean just in the popular destinations like Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, it just does not become a really feasible option.
And we heard last Thursday the chief medical officer here, Tony Holohan, saying it wasn't particularly responsible for airlines to be suggesting that we can simply get a vaccine and head off abroad. And we all know what he was talking about, the Ryanair Vaccine Go campaign.
Now, it is worth pointing out, it's absolutely the Vaccine Go. Now, the ASA, so the Advertising Standards Authority, just today or yesterday, they've nixed that ad. They've said that Ryanair can't run that ad because it is irresponsible. And so Ryanair have, even though they disagree with the decision, they're going to comply with it. So that's happened. So that's the kind of latest news. So we won't be seeing that ad again. You're hearing so much different things. So, for example, just in the last few days, you had the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, who was saying that he expects international tourism won't actually start till the autumn. And then you quickly had the tourism minister saying, actually, no, we think it's going to start late spring, summer. The Australian tourism minister is saying they're expecting absolutely no tourism or international tourism in 2021. The Seychelles are opening up in March. Iceland is going to open up sooner. So the problem is that there's a lot of confirmation bias. So, I mean, obviously, there's this massive pent-up demand to travel again, to go places, to go on holidays. And so we're kind of grappling for either a bit of good news from this source or then we're deflated by a bit of bad news from this other source. And as Jacinta said, it's like we need a crystal ball to really predict what's going to happen in the next 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, but people will act based on what they feel is the most realistic outcome for them. And as Jacinta said, most people are not really expecting to travel, are they?
No.
In 2021.
No, I agree. I agree. And I think staycations are definitely going to be more popular than they were in previous years. One of the interesting things I've noticed in terms of bookings is that campsites are almost entirely booked out for the summer. I mean, because the nature of staycations is going to be where self-catering accommodation is, again, going to be massive as it was last year, where it allows for that kind of self-contained bubble where people don't necessarily have to interact, where they can maintain social distancing. And again, we're going to be looking at places that were not in crowded towns or cities. We're going to be kind of in rural destinations where, again, you can have that social distancing built into it.
Yeah, that tallies, Jacinta, with what you're saying as well, that the self-catering spots are really getting booked up.
They are. And like, you know, our sector is made up of micro businesses, really. But collectively, we're often the only providers, along with, you know, campsites and that in rural towns and villages. And the spend of the tourists, you know, is vital to that community and economy. But, you know, we don't know. We're all interdependent. All tourism sectors rely on each other. We all rely on the hospitality and tourism businesses. Like, you know, normally if you went self-catering to a village in Ireland, you'd be going there because you love the great outdoors, but you'd like the fact that there was such a pub open down the road and such a cafe, you know, the usual or the attractions. And this is where it's quite interesting that, again, as Fionn said there, Niall Gibbons was talking about, everybody's talking about the great outdoors. And you'd think we'd all be tired of it at this stage because we're all, you know, we're all out in the great outdoors. But it has actually opened up so many possibilities. So I'm probably talking across purposes here. Definitely people want a change of scenery. So even to go to another county, and self-catering and camping, definitely, you know, they will embrace the outdoors. You're self-contained in your house. You can have remote check-in if you want, all of that. But in the same way, you know, I can see hotels. I mean, they have adapted last year in the way they provide accommodation, etc. And it's really, you know, the whole thing is quite tragic.
Yeah, well, see, the uncertainty, you know, is for people that you might book your self-catering house, and then the region you're going to could be subject to a lockdown, as we saw last summer. Or you might still be able to travel to the county, but the restaurants,
but
as you say, might be closed.
And the sections aren't.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel that there's been a sea change in people's expectations. And it really is about a change of scenery. And also we would see among some of our members in the South Catering Federation that we have people like, you know, the Landmark Trust or Love Connemara, Dream Ireland, Renton Irish, all and Trident Holiday Homes, who have group schemes around the country. And they're reporting very strong bookings from families who might even take three houses, you know, in one coastal area where they'd all have their own.
Fionn, can I talk to you about deposits and rights and so on? Because lots of people will have had a booking in 2020, push that out to 2021. They might now be seeking to push it out to 2022. Will they get to keep that deposit in those circumstances?
Okay, so it is worth highlighting two things. One is that we all know that travel agents, operators, etc., they've had 95% of their business disappear in the last 12 months. However, what they've done, almost to a man and woman, is that they've amended their cancellation and rebooking policies to make them more flexible than ever. So if you have a holiday that you had booked for last year that you pushed out to 2021, but as it happens that restrictions are still in place so that realistically you wouldn't be able to travel in 2021, you will be allowed to push it out again. And now, however, and it's something that is worth reiterating, if a destination opens up and you are then allowed to travel to that destination, but because of the hassle of it, maybe because you have to wear masks or you need a PCR test or whatever, and you decide, you know what, I'm actually not that interested, then the terms and conditions do come into play. Because realistically speaking, the only way you can be allowed a flexible rebooking policy is if you literally can't get to that destination safely.
It gets complicated though, because you might be able to get there, but you mightn't be able to come back to Ireland, depending on how the rules change.
Well, one of the things is that you will be allowed, I mean, the amount of flexibility, they will get you back. I mean, these are most agents, all agents in Ireland are all bonded. So in the event that, like, for instance, your holiday is cancelled short because of a COVID outbreak, they will get you back. That's what they have insurance policies for.
I suppose what I'm saying is you might be subject to a 14-day mandatory quarantine when you get back to Ireland. We just don't know how the rules are going to change.
So that's absolutely right. So I think that's, again, is where people are feeling very uncomfortable about the idea of booking a holiday this year. It's precisely for that reason. Is it worth far more than the hassle of having, say, for instance, as you said, to have to quarantine when you come back? I think for a lot of people, that's going to be like off the cards, which makes international travel that bit more dubious for 2021, certainly until probably very late summer, early autumn. I mean, I was noticing Tom Britton, who Marble City Travel in Kilkenny, which are very popular travel agents down there, Tom Britton, the owner, came out and said, we're not taking any bookings until the autumn because he doesn't want to put his staff through this. We will, we won't, we can't, we can. You know, so he decided that's it. We're not taking any bookings until then.
And would you be advising booking hotels, just say you're looking at a staycation, hotels over Airbnbs because of all the complications around deposits and security?
For precisely that reason. I think that when you get onto a hotel, you will make sure to look at the terms and conditions so that, for instance, if the terms under which you book the hotel change for any reason, that you are allowed either a full cancellation or allowed to rebook. Airbnb do have, it depends on the owner. It's very much dependent on the individual, whether they're going to be generous enough and say, you can cancel the booking. Like, for instance, last summer, we had a booking in Greece that never happened. And the owner of the Airbnb was really, really generous and refunded us the full money, but she wasn't necessarily obliged to. And, you know, she could keep. So I think generally speaking, if you really want to stay on the safe side, absolutely book at a hotel over Airbnb.
Bernard is listening and he's wondering, should I look for a refund on my travel insurance policy? I obviously haven't used it.
No. Well, why would you be entitled to? I mean, that's the whole point. Insurance is, we pay for insurance because we don't want to be able to use it. But it's one of those expenses that doesn't make any sense until you actually need it. So, and for, I think, I mean, most travel insurance policy with a fair amount to cover will always cost less than €100 for multiple trips a year. So you can get them for as cheap as 40 or 50. So I don't really see how you would get the refund there.
And Jacinta, like, we shouldn't forget the amount of pressure that this sector has been under for the last year. It's been extremely tough. I mean, the business was just wiped out.
Well, exactly. Well, to be honest, the whole tourism industry, I mean, you know, when you're on calls all year with 37 other sectors and you realise collectively what the devastation for the industry. But with self-catering, you know, like, yes, we were flying in July and August last year as well, and even into September, but it doesn't sustain a sector or an industry. And, like, it's just, you know, the bookings from international travel, let's make no bones about it. When I started off in this business over 30 years ago, you know, the domestic market made up maybe 65 to 70% of your annual business. Now it's the utter reverse. You know, domestic is all the flavour of the day now because we have to stay at home, but it doesn't sustain the business with the cost. But as I said earlier, because all of our self-catering around Ireland, which we all know about, all the individual businesses around the country, because they're all all small businesses, it's difficult. That's why the South Cajun Federation is great, because we've been able to get supports for owners. We've been able to introduce the guidelines in conjunction with government and Fáilte Ireland, that kind of thing, because it's hard to support micro businesses unless we're all together.
Okay.
But genuinely, the sector, though, hopefully it will survive. And I think, generally speaking, when international travel starts again, it will be an accommodation of choice.
Okay.
But hopefully Ireland will be the main.
Ireland. Thank you so much for talking to us. Jacinta Doolan there from the Irish Self-Catering Federation, and Fionn Davenport, travel writer and broadcaster. We're going to speak to Dr. David Coleman with your questions, clinical child psychologist, coming up after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.